Hey teacher, before we start today's episode, I wanted to let you know about my free webinar happening on the 9th of May. If you've been struggling to promote yourself, if you feel like you still have to chase clients and find them, and it's been a struggle and you can't find your own consistency on social media, then this webinar is for you. It's called How to Become a Booked Out Language Teacher, and I'm going to teach you in a very simple way what marketing actually is about and how to create your own way of being consistent and visible so that clients find you and you don't have to chase them. I hope you will come and hope to see you there. The link to sign up is in my show notes. It's completely free. So literally a no-brainer. See you there. Hey, and welcome to the Get Richer Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to realizing your potential as an educator. If the title of the podcast is triggering, that's even better, because that means that I still have some work to do. My mission is to help teachers work independently and believe that they deserve more freedom and more money. As a teacher, you are allowed to work with your perfect students rather than some random people challenging how much you charge and asking why so much. If you're ready to become a richer teacher, build and scale an independent teaching business that can support your dreams and your lifestyle, then you're in the right place. The world knows that teachers are superheroes. Let's get paid what we're worth, shall we? Alrighty, so today we are tackling a topic that has been a topic of conversations and things that came up for my clients. And I just realized that so many people still ask me this question, and I might as well record a podcast about it, because why not? So today we're talking about showing your face on social media or on the internet, and whether it's necessary, what my view is on it, and if you cannot do it and still have a successful business. So you might be surprised that I'm recording the whole episode about it while it's just a simple question, yes or no. But I think there is more to it. So that's why I've decided to record all of this and tell you my thoughts, and I hope you'll find them useful and valuable. So my first point that I wanted to make is that remember that the fact that this question, if this question is something that has been, you've been ruminating on, or like thinking whether it's possible, it appeared in your head because you've seen a certain model. You've seen a certain model of how social media should be done. And the first thing that I wanted to reassure you about is that you can totally build your own space, carve out your own space where you set your own rules on social media. So it's, in short, the answer to this question about can I not show my social my face on social media and still be successful? I would say yes. But obviously there are caveats to it. So listen till the end so that you can make an informed decision about it. I think that we should be reflecting much more than we are on the advice that we hear from gurus and experts and people who are supposed to, who are there, especially on Instagram. I think it's particularly like specific, and I would say even toxic at times, when it comes to that advice. I think a lot of people like blindly follow lots of advice, and I encourage you to be critical, to be a critical thinker, and to challenge that advice. Okay. Because while somebody may have told you video is now the best way of reaching new audiences, and I would still probably confirm that if you asked me, it is not going to be the best way for you if you're not comfortable with it, because you will appear stressed and shaky. And like, I'm not saying you cannot learn. I'm not saying you shouldn't try. I'm not saying you shouldn't practice. You totally should. But it should be your decision, not because somebody told you it's the only and best way. So you should forget everything else, like carousel posts or static posts. No, it doesn't work like that. Why do I keep saying it doesn't work like that? No idea. So that's one thing. Another thing is, I think also, and that's the other side of this coin, that if you decided that you want to have a business and that you want this business to have money, to make money, and you want to have a bit of a better life, I guess, then that decision comes with certain consequences. That decision comes with a whole array of things that you actually need to consider. And one of those things that you need to consider, and I kind of touched on it in the previous episode, is your visibility. Visibility is something, it's not, I think there is some confusion around what visibility is. Visibility is not somebody necessarily seeing your face. Visibility is not necessarily somebody knowing that you have a child and a husband and a dog. That's all me. visibility is not necessarily sharing your whole life with people. Visibility is allowing people to, in a consistent way, interact with your business, with your brand. And there are thousands of ways that you can achieve that with. So there is not only one way. And here is what I'm going to say where I'm going to say something that for me sounds really cringy, but I think it will speak to some of you. If you ever, especially if you've been following me for a while, if you ever thought, or even if there was a glimpse of a thought going through your head that told you, I will never be like her, so I will never be successful, I need you to stop thinking like that. I also want to apologize to you, because if I set any sort of standards at any point and try to tell you that in order to be successful, you have to start being a little bit like me, then I can only apologize, because this is not true. And I never believed in that, but I may have done things that made you believe that. So the reason why I'm saying this is I think there are still so many people who see, for example, confidence as being loud and being able to be on video, which is basically me. But remember that you don't know what's going on under the surface. You don't know what made me be the way I am. And we have completely different life experiences, professional experiences. So I am going to be me, and it will probably for me mean I'm okay with my face being on video. I'm okay with sharing bits of my life. I actually am a little bit of an oversharer. I actually enjoy parts of it, but you don't have to. You don't need to. There is nothing about the way I run my business that you have to duplicate, that you have to do the same. No, and I would never, ever encourage you. If you want to try it for yourself, then go for it. But if that's not for you, I encourage you to keep digging, to keep finding new ways. So when it comes to the face on social media, there are a lot of people who tell me, I just don't want to be plastered all over the internet. And I totally get that. It's not for everybody. Not everybody feels comfortable. Also, I know of people, and my clients and like people that I know have told me they have had bad experiences. A client of mine recently told me about a thing that verged on sexual harassment. And unfortunately, still, we live in times where it's kind of normalized that men can make some really absolutely sickening comments and think they are compliments, and like we're supposed to be nice and accept it. It's absolutely awful. And I understand that it makes you fear visibility in that kind of way. So what I would encourage you to do is that you find your own way, your own outlet, Remember that, again, visibility is about letting your audience interact with your brand in different ways, in a consistent way. But the thing that we kind of, basically, social media is a little bit overrated. We all know that. And I think people who have been doing it for at least a few months, they sooner or later feel it. And that's why I always say, try email, try blogging, try different ways, try podcasting. Like, honestly, for a year and a half, I have been recording this podcast in my pajamas, in like my bed, on my bedroom floor, just because I couldn't be bothered to show my face. Now I've started recording videos along that because I want to repurpose them. And there is a little bit of thought behind that. But still, it's like I'm doing it my own way. I don't have to be like this super shiny kind of person who just creates a persona that actually would be artificial. I don't need that. Nobody needs that. And I think it actually sets a good example if I'm natural and authentic. So that's another point I wanted to make. And the final point I wanted to make here is ask yourself, that's a favor I'm going to ask you. I want you to ask yourself where the resistance to show your face on social media comes from. Because if it comes from that genuine place of it's not, I've had bad experiences, or I am an introvert and I prefer different ways of communicating with people. For example, written form. And I don't like dancing in reels. That's absolutely fine. Please be aware. Please be reassured that this is totally fine. But, and spend some time thinking about it, maybe journal on it. If it comes from the place of this is triggering something, I would dig deep and uncover, because maybe there is room for you to actually try it. And I'm not going to make you and push you and pressure you into trying being on video or showing your face or whatever. But if there is even a glimpse of a chance that you could use this question, can I not be on video or show my face on social media and have a successful business to grow as a human being? Then I think you should take that chance. And if it helps you uncover something about yourself and it leads you to a beautiful realization, I think it's worth it. So that's the only thing I am going to tell you to do. So I hope this has been helpful. It's a short one, but I think it's addresses a really, really, really important problem. So let me know your thoughts. And as always, hopefully, see you in another episode next week. Bye. It's not your fault that you don't know how to make good money as a teacher or how to market your teaching. Nobody's ever taught you, but I'm on a mission to change that. Teachers make the world a better place and they can be excellent at business. They just need direction. That's what I'm giving you here and on my YouTube channel under the same name. Make sure that you also follow me on Instagram at @Ola_coaches_teachers and check out my website www.olakowalska.com to see if any of my paid offers, including my one-to-one coaching, my business foundation course, The Rocket, or my membership for teachers in business could be the right fit for you. I'll see you soon in the next episode.